16 heads arrived at the Kumbh Mela, January 5th, 1971. Siva Prabhupada arrived on the morning of January 13th, 1971, and the following lectures were recorded beginning January 15th, 1971, at the Kumbh Mela, crossing of Kali and Jamuna Road, just across from the Hanuman Mandir, a temple which is said to be at least 1 million years old. Prabhupada said it was standing since the time of Lord Ramchandra.
Of everything that we experience. assistant of Jamunas, Jana, that this man was throughout his whole life a sinful man. That's why he is punishable, and we must take him to Yamuna. And the Vishnu Duta protested that even though he was sinful throughout his whole life, because he once uttered his holy name of Narayana, Samayana, it doesn't matter. Therefore, he is now free from all reaction of sinful life. And he has spoken that there are different kinds of sinful life, and he has described some of them. Tena. Tena means stealing, thief, burglar. They are very sinful. Tena, sudapa, drunkard, intoxicant, those who are addicted to intoxication. So, stealing and drinking, these are the honorable occupations of the modern. But they are condemned by the Jamuna, by Vishnu. Tena sudapa, mitra dhuk, one who is unfaithful to his friend, mitra dhuk, brahmaha, one who has killed a Brahmin or a Vaishnava, brahmaha, and guru talpaga, and one who has dishonored a spiritual master or teacher. Sri Raja Prithvi Gohatya, one who has killed an omen, one who has killed a king, and one who has killed a cow. These are all the serious type of sinful activity. Deja Mahataka Annapare. Some of the sinful activities are mentioned here, and besides these sinful activities, there are other many. So, the Vishnu Duta says that even though one has committed so many sinful activities, once he utters the holy name of Narayana, he becomes free immediately. That's the fact. It is not exaggeration. A sinful man, somewhere or other, if he chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he immediately becomes free from all reaction. But the difficulty is that he commits again. That is nama-parāda, offense. There are seven kinds of offenses. This is the serious offense. That after me, free from all sinful reaction by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. If he again commits the same thing, that is a grievous criminal action. For ordinary man, it may not be so serious, but one who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, if he takes advantage of this mantra, that because I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, even though I commit some sin, I will be free. He will be free, but because he is offender, he will not achieve the ultimate goal of chanting Hare Krishna. Because he will be free, and again he will commit, free, again he will commit. In this way, there will be no chance of his liberation. But don't think that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one's sinful reactions are counteracted. That is not exaggeration. That's a fact. The difficulty is that one chants Hare Krishna mantra, second song is singing. That is greatest. That is the greatest talk. Sarvesamapi Bhagavata Idameva Sunishitam Sunishitam. Nama Braharanam Vishnu Jatastad Vishayamati. Now the Vishnu did say, Sarvesamapi Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means those who are simple. Abha means saint. And Vata means who are possessors of sinful lives. Sarvesham of all kinds of sinful persons. Sarvesham api abhavatam idam eva sunishtudam. This is the only process by which he can become immediately free from the earth. Idam eva sunishtudam. What is that? Nama brahmarahanam. Simply chanting this mantra. Nama brahmarahanam Vishnu. Not that any other less. The foolish person, they say that you chant any name, sometimes demigod name, sometimes this. Beloved name, they think that any name chanting, because this Mahavadi, they think that everyone is God, seeing the demigod, they are God, I am God, you are God. Therefore they say that any name you chant, and he will be. But that's not a fact. Here it is said clearly, Vyaharanam Nama Vishnu. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu's name, Vishnu Sahasra, then there are at least 1,000 names of Vishnu. So Krishna and Vishnu the same. And it is stated in the Sastra that by chanting 1,000 holy names of Vishnu, you can get the result of chanting once, chanting the name of Rama. If you say only chant Rama, by this chanting, he immediately gets the result of chanting 1,000 times Vishnu's name. And by chanting 3 times Lord Rama's name, you get the result of chanting once Krishna's name. Therefore, by chanting Krishna's name, you get all the good results. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, recommends this. He recommends not that he has manufactured, he recommends the Sanskrit injunction. Harirnama, 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 Yashivaram. So, the Harirnama or Vishnunama or devotional service to Vishnu, Ramanam Kirtanam Vishnu, you should always remember this. Because sometimes Rakshas misread that any name. In Bengal, it is very popular. There is a party. They chant Kali Kirtan. Kali, Kali, Kali. Imitation. There are so many so-called avatars. There are another Rakshas. He added his wife's name. Yes. And the rascal, who is followers also, accepted. Yes. Haro Kusum, Haro Kusum, Kusum Kusum Haro. Like that. The rascal's name was Haro, and his wife's name was Kusum. So he made a mantra. Hara Kusum, Hara Kusum, Kusum Kusum, Hara Hara. And the rascal followers of that said that this is. So this is going on. The Mahabadi philosophers, they are so dangerous that they mislead their followers to the hell. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore strongly warned Mayavadi Bhaskar Sunile Hoy Sarbonas. If you attend to hear the Mayavadi philosopher, then your life will be spoiled. Your path through devotional service will be blocked. So don't try to hear the Mayavadi. This is the recommendation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we should always remember, when there is question of chanting the holy name, that means Vishnu, not any other name. Bharanam Vishnu Jatatvad Vitayavati. So there is advantage, special advantage. What is that advantage? Immediately, you become free from all sinful reactions by chanting Vishnu's name, Hare's name, Hare's name, Krishna's name, and not if not immediately, that is the beginning of your spiritual life. Because without being freed from sinful reactionary life, there is no possibility of becoming a pure Vaishnava. He may be a Vaishnava performing the devotional service in the routine world, but if his behavior is not sinless, he is called Padata, Sudurata. Of course, this Sudurata, if it happens accidentally, without any consciousness. Sometimes you commit some sinful activity without knowledge or due to my past behavior. That accident, if one repents that I could not have done this, but I am so sinful that I have again committed this sin. So this repentance will help him to be excused by the Supreme Lord. But if one commits sinful life, intentionally, that is not to be excused. That is to be taken seriously. Just like in this place, confluence of the river of Jamuna and Ganga, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya committed suicide, you know, Chota-Haridas. This Chota-Haridas was associate of Lord Chaitanya. He was daily singing kirtan, and he was very nice singer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked him. He was one of the associates in Puri. But somehow or other, he became inclined for self-gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Paramatma could understand, and he immediately asked his other associates not to allow this man to come before me anymore. So, even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and other big guns of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Ramananda Raya, they requested that this man, your regarded as helmet, somehow or other he has committed this sin, should kindly excuse him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much done in this respect that he immediately replied that if you like Chota Haridas, better you remain with him, let me go out. So, from that moment, nobody ventures to request again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse him. So, when he was hopeless not to be excused by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here, in this place, Prayag, and in the confluence of rivers Jamuna and Ganga, he committed suicide. He drowned himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew also this incident. So after some time, when he died, day after some months, he simply inquired, where is Chota Haridas now? So his other associate replied that he did not accept him, so he has committed suicide. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is very good. This is very good. So, Bajjadapi Katho, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sometimes harder than the stone, and sometimes was softer than the flower. So, that is the behavior of the Supreme Personality of God. Sometimes it becomes very strong. Just like Krishna says, Tanaham Dishata Kuran Sipami Adasran Dajuri. Those who are envious, I keep them constantly in the darkest region of his life. So Krishna is very kind, but if he is angry, he is very hard on. Now one may say, why God should be angry? No, God is angry on. Otherwise, where from this anger comes if God is not angry? Janmadasarata, everything is coming from the absolute. God, if God is not angry, then where from this anger comes? Because He is the original source of everything. So everything is there. But his activity and our activity is different. If Krishna is angry, that's like he becomes angry and he kills so many divas. But all of them got liberated. Therefore his anger and our anger is not the same. If we become angry unnecessarily. But sometimes we may also become angry in the service of the law. Not for personal interest. Just like Hanumanji, he became very angry upon Ravan. And in Vibhasa, his kingdom, which was known as Golden Kingdom of Ravan. So not for his personal interest. Arjuna also, he was non-violent. Naturally, because you devote your Krishna. But when Krishna has came to fight, he became very much angry, because without being angry, you cannot fight. You have to educate your mind, even artificially, then you can fight. Therefore, when there is fight, both the parties, they speak very strongly, so that educate themselves to become angry. This is the process. So, Narottama Das Thakur says that we can utilize these enemies, calm through the lobe, lust, languor, greediness. They can be utilized also for Krishna's service. Calmly, lusty. One should be so much lusty to serve Krishna. That's why we become lusty to have our desired object. Similarly, we should be lusty to work for Krishna. As a madman, like Matsuri, that is the utilization of lusty. Kama krodha. Krodha vaktra dehijan. One should be very much angry upon a person who is envious of the devotee. If your devotee, Satana Vinda, a pure devotee who is trying to spread the holy name of God, he, somebody, becomes envious upon him. That person is a great offender. So another devotee should be very much angry upon such person. Krodha bhaktar desika. But the busy man remains while he's envious of the pure devotee. And he's a pure devotee who is trying to spread the holy name of the Lord all over the world. The Tatal in India, this is our friend. So, a devotee can utilize all these elements, lusty, anger, calm, cold, greediness, and more. Illusion also can be utilized. Just like illusion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sunnahitam jagat-sattvam govindabhirainam. I see everything vacant, being separated from Govinda. So, when one is builder, illusion, that can be also, that you become builder, illusion, being separated from Govinda. So, the sarvesamapi asavatam, idameva suniskritam, nama dharanam vishnu, jatastad vishayamat. So by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes free from sinful actions. Not only that, he becomes very strong, a devotee. Jatastad vishayamat. Jata means simply by chanting. Here it is clearly said, nama bharanam, chanting of the holy name. Bharanam means chant. Nama bharanam, Vishnu, or Lord Vishnu. So, not only he becomes free from all sinful reaction of his life, but jatasad vishayamati, his mind becomes fixed up and the lotus feet of Krishna. Just try to understand what is the result of chanting. Simply by chanting. Hare Krishna, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So without offense, without committing offense, if we regularly chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then we remain free from all sinful reaction of pride and our attachment for the Supreme Lord in devotional service increases. Jatastad visayamati. Brahmavadi means those who are very much fond of Vedic ritual performances, yoga. There was an argument. Conversation with Prihas Thakur and a Brahmin. The Prihas Thakur says that offenseless chanting of this holy name of Lord, one not only becomes free, not only he becomes Brahma Bhuta, but his love of Godhead manifests. The dormant love of Godhead manifests. And automatically he liberated. So that Brahmin protested that don't exaggerate your chanting in this way. One becomes liberated after performing so much austerities, penances, and in say, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, this is too much exaggeration. So there was argument. And the argument increased. And there was cursing also. And Haldar Thakur was a little bit agitated and the Brahmin became offended and he suffered. That incident is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the first stage of chanting Hare Krishna mantra is full of offenses. But if one sticks to the principle, therefore we have to chant regularly, 16 rounds at least. So, in their offenses, by simply chanting and being repentant that I have committed this offense unnecessarily or without knowledge, so simply be repentant and go on chanting, then this day will come, it is called Navabha, that is offenses, when there is no more offenses, that is called Navarhas. At Navarhas stage, one becomes liberated immediately. And when one is liberated, if he goes on chanting, naturally he will go on chanting, then his love of the star becomes manifest. These are the three stages of chanting. chanting with offense, chanting as a liberated person, and chanting in love of God. There are three stages of chanting. The same thing, the example is just like a mango, unripe mango, going on changes. It's not that chanting brings another thing as a result. No, the same thing becomes manifest in different features. Just like you unripe mango, you get in a different way, when it's sour. But when it is ripe and it's fully ripe, the taste is changed. The taste is now sweet. So in the beginning, we may be very much reluctant in the matter of chanting. But when you become liberated, the chanting will be so sweet that you cannot be sure. Just like Rupa Goswami, he has composed a song. He says in that song that if I had millions of tongues and billions of ears, then the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra would have been really terrible. How? What can I do with one tongue and 2 years? So that is liberation. That is prema. But that stage is sadhana. If you follow regularly the principles, everyone will attain to that stage when he will simply like to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Thank you,
Bhagavan.
Then, coming to things, then you have to love us.
Yes. We say one Namaskar. We say one Namaskar. Why did you say one Namaskar? Hare Ram. You say Hare Ram Moksha. One Namaskar is this your Moksha?
No.
Who is Shiva?
Shiva is Shiva.
Now, Kashi says, who
died
Kashi Mata, Kashi
Mata. That's all right, but Shiva is Shiva.
So Shiva, is he not a god?
He's a demigod.
Demigod?
Demigod, not devil god. Demigod.
He's also god.
Yes, but you are also god.
We are also the same what Hare Ram Krishna.
No, no.
If
you chant Hare Krishna, you get different results. And if you chant Shiva's name, you get different results.
Which is the best?
Hare Krishna. If you chant not Shiva's name, you will get material opulence. But if you chant Lord Vishnu's name, then you will be transferred to the spiritual world. So we have to be very cautious. Just like a person, after being freed from the disease condition, he is in convalescent state. In convalescent, again if he does something wrong, the disease is relaxed.
Yes.
But at that time, one has to be very careful. Not that because I have become liberated, I will do anything. No. That is going on. Just like we Indians, we have become independent and therefore we are doing anything we like and we are conditioned. Now, again.
You come to balance it.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु की लीला करना चाहते चैतन्य
महाप्रभु
की दर्शन कराना चाहते बम्बई में आप पढ़ाई
चैतन्य महाप्रभु का लीला ठीक है बाकी क्या उसका एक नियम है और बुरा नाम है जब तक चैतन्य महाप्रभु का कोई भक्त नहीं है तब तक वो लोग जब वो प्ले करते हैं हम लोग देखते हैं जो व्यक्ति वो प्ले करेंगे वो व्यक्ति चैतन्य महाप्रभु का शुद्ध भक्त होना चाहिए भक्तता है ठीक है तो ठीक है बाकी ये हम लोग का नियम है और जैसे साधारण प्ले करते हैं बीज भी पीते हैं चाह भी पीते हैं और सब काम करते हैं और ये सब जो है हम लोग देखते हैं हमारे लिए एक तो पहली बात है ये लोग हिंदी नहीं समझ बिल्कुल
भारत
से समझ रहे हैं तो और किसी समस्या आएगी आप
बताएंगे
दबे रहे आप आ सकते हैं नौ दस
ब्रह्म योर आंसर ब्रह्म योर मैनिफेस्टेशन एंड ऑल योर मैनिफेस्टेशन यू नॉट से So there are different ways of manifestation. We have to know that. Although all the thing is one, but there are different manifestations. Not that because everything is one, that everyone is different. No.
Prabhupada just gave a wonderful example, which I'll repeat. He said that everything is one, just like wood. Wood in the primary stage is wood. And then in the smoking stage, it's also wood. And then in the fire stage, it is also wood. But fire is required. So in three stages, generally the Supreme Lord is manifest as Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. So, as compared to the wood.